This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today we're going to talk about health, wellness, and what to do when our motivation runs low and discipline has to take over. Our exclusive guest today is Suzanne Galluzzo, who has become a guru of sorts as a very successful online transformation coach, holistic nutritionist, and hormone expert. And she has transformed over 11,000 people with her brilliant fitness, health, and nutrition program. I've been wanting to have Suzanne on the show for a long time, as I've had on Melissa Grello and Cheryl Hickey on this program. And both of them inspired me to join the program as well. So I'm actually a Best of You member too. And both of them, Cheryl and Melissa, and I'm on my way, not only lost weight, but really got into the best shape of their lives with Suzanne's Best of You program. I also have lost weight. And this whole program not only teaches weight loss, but it also teaches you how to become a better and healthier version of yourself. Before we meet her, let me tell you a little bit more about Suzanne Galluzzo. Suzanne is a registered holistic nutritionist, fitness expert, and a mother of two. She is the creator of the Best of You program with over 1,000 active clients nationwide and over 11,000 client successes. That's pretty amazing. What started as an early passion for fitness and health evolved into a lifelong commitment to helping celebrities, politicians, working professionals, and stay-at-home moms transform their lives by healing their bodies from the inside out. Suzanne got her start with an aerobics and weightlifting course as a freshman in high school. Although she graduated from university with a degree in accounting and held numerous corporate positions, fitness and health were always her bliss. In 2010, she entered her first bikini competition. And after becoming pregnant during her second competition, she turned to fitness and nutrition to treat postpartum depression. This was when Suzanne discovered a calling to help other women as well. One after the next, Suzanne taught new moms how to eat clean and train consistently until they felt better than they did even pre-pregnancy. People have gone off medications after her program. It's amazing. She cherished the deep friendship she made and began to build a like-minded community through hard work, compassion, and a little more schooling. Best of You was born and she found worldwide success. For this, Suzanne was nominated as 2021's Canada's Most Powerful Women Top 100 Award winner in the BMO Entrepreneurs category by the WXN Network. Today, Suzanne spends her time giving back to the community. She recently founded the Pantry Project, a two-hour workshop teaching parents how to eliminate processed foods from their kitchens to raise healthy children. That's been has evolved to something very cool that we're going to hear about with Cheryl Hickey. And she is a Canadian who's now living in California, and she joins us today from California. Suzanne Galluzzo, welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here. And it did take long to get together. I swear, it was like a long time coming.
I know. I'm so honored, actually. I really am.
God, I am. You have a so guest list waiting list on your program. It's amazing. Love it.
Thanks, Suzanne. You really are, and I didn't just say this, you're thought of as an emerging leader in transforming health for women. And I've been doing your online program for about 8 or 9 months now, where you teach nutrition, cooking healthy foods, how to exercise for sustainable results. And without a doubt, even though I'm not at my ultimate weight yet, I have lost weight. Mm-hmm. I walk 10,000 steps every day. Here's the Fitbit. Never comes off. I drink 3 liters of water a day. And I always feel encouraged and motivated by your program, and you've helped me change some bad habits like diet pop and create some new and better ones that I've never been able to do before. Can you describe for our listeners the Best of You program that has really successfully transformed over 11,000 people? How would you describe Best of You, and what really characterizes it and makes it different from all the rest?
So I would say it's definitely the approach where we're addressing women's symptoms, their disease, whether they come in with one or not, but we're addressing women as a whole, not just a, oh, well, you have extra weight that you need to lose. So we kind of, we take a step back and we first get you to what I call is baseline health. And that's where, you know, women come in with all sorts of habits, as we know, and just, you know, kind of flying off the seat of their pants. So we get them back to having a sustainable lifestyle that they can follow successfully day in, day out. And so we teach them that first. And so number one being the program is educational based, right? And so first and foremost is educating women on their hormones, how they got to that situation in the first place. And so month one is really, as you know, heavily focused on teaching women the basics of food, the basics of how nutrition works in your body and how different food pairings can affect your mood, your health, how you just even your emotional well-being day in, day out, and how they all affect what we're all trying to maintain and sustain, which is weight loss or just even maintaining your weight. Then we go into month two, which is digestive health. We focus on resetting the digestive system, repairing any gut inefficiencies, any metabolic inefficiencies. You know, a lot of women come in on this diet roller coaster where they've been dieting for years and years and years, and they're not sure why things aren't working. And so back to, you know, getting women back to baseline health. And then we, month three is what we really specialize in, which is reverse dieting and adding back those calories. And I would say that's the number one thing that differentiates my program from all the other programs out there is the education, the science behind it, and as well as, you know, teaching women how to not only lose the weight, but to keep it.
Absolutely. Since the pandemic, your company has really become one of the fastest growing online fitness programs in the country. To what do you attribute this meteoric rise since COVID began almost 3 years ago?
I would say, you know, because we're so go, go, go as women and we put so much on our plate, and I'm seeing it now, the trend is now going back to women just doing everything for everyone. And so for a lot of women, they were the COVID success stories. And you saw, you know, you heard the stories. The things that once consumed our lives and our livelihood and the driving and the routine that we were committed to all of a sudden got taken away, leaving us with time to work on ourselves. And so women like Cheryl Hickey and Melissa Grello probably would have never crossed my path. The 150 teachers that we've served during pandemic, I probably would have never had to get a chance to work with them because nobody had the time. And it's kind of sad to think that we weren't allowing ourselves that time pre-pandemic to work on ourselves, to work on the one thing that matters most, which is our health, right? And so I think that it was amazing that women were given this opportunity and the time to spend on ourselves because everyone else's priorities got taken away from them. Like our kids' hockey got taken away. Well, that left us with time to be at home and learn about our bodies and, you know, get into an exercise routine, build great habits so that now all those women that did take advantage of that downtime during pandemic are in a fabulous situation because when pandemic was over and we all went back to our normal lives, they had the necessary skills they needed in order to live this kind of lifestyle and live a healthy life.
Of course. How cool was that the day that Cheryl Hickey and Melissa Grello slid into your DM and they were like, hi, I need you. And you're like, what?
And I was like, are you sure you have the right person? Right? Yeah. So it was incredible. You know, vision boards work. What can I say? When you serve from your heart, and you know, Judy, we speak the same language, as in when you are just focusing on bettering people's lives, making people better when they leave you than when they met you, you know? So when you're so focused on, and that's always been you know, there's like all these business strategies and philosophies and things you have to implement and do things in online business. There are so many things that I didn't learn in online till much later because my focus was, I'm just going to deliver a good product that works, that serves women properly, that over delivers. Nobody will ever, I never want anybody to walk away from working with me and saying that they were under delivered. And so just having that kind of philosophy in my business, working from the heart, I believe just it snowballed and it's just started to attract more and more eyes, more and more transformations, gave me that credibility to be in front of somebody like Melissa Grillo and Cheryl Hickey, where they could confidently say, I want to work with somebody like you, right?
You can't fail. I mean, what I've noticed is if you follow the program, if you do your 10,000 steps, if you drink your 3 liters of water, if you do the eating, I have to be honest, I'm not as great with the exercise and I have to work on that. But if you do everything that you're prescribing and go to those Wednesday night meetings in the private Facebook group that only the best of you members get to be part of, if you do all this, you cannot fail. I have a good friend, Denise, who's actually my photographer, who has lost, I don't know, 60 pounds with you. And was not able to do it on her own. As many people, myself included, I was so stuck. And if you follow it, there's no question. You have put so much into place, you can't fail. There's parts of it that, you know, the photos that you have to show photos of yourself every week. That can be difficult. But on week 12, it's less difficult than it was on week one, right? Because you say, wait a minute, that's starting to look better. I feel, Suzanne, like you've been an entrepreneur since you were a little girl. I know that your parents came from Syria in the 1970s with nothing. And like many Canadians, your father started his own mechanic shop. And you've said that everything you know about being self-employed was from watching your parents work, sometimes struggle, but succeed. Absolutely. Can you tell us more about what drives you so relentlessly?
I would say, you know what? And God bless my mom. She was amazing. She did everything she could, but they were so limited by, I would say, their thought and how they were raised. And so, you know, back then, women relied on their husbands for everything, for their livelihood, for the, you know, my dad was the provider of the home. So when my dad fell, so did everybody else. And I think that was the tough lesson in my life, was that I never wanted to be dependent on one person and that their decisions, their actions could affect me. That was the way I looked at life, was it's a partnership. When you're married, when you're in a family, like everybody needs to contribute so that you're not relying on somebody, whether it's emotionally or financially or physically or mentally. So I always wanted to be strong enough on my own two feet that it didn't matter what was happening around me. I knew what I could do and I knew what I was capable of. And so since I was a teenager, you know, I didn't want to rely on my parents for my university or my college or everything. You know, they were doing what they could and they were providing for us a house and a shelter and food and doing the best that they could. But it's like, well, I'm capable too. I can contribute. And so I think that was the number one thing that I learned. I had a business coach and he says, Sue, he would say this to the group, Sue works like her mortgage is dependent on it the next day. And I'm like, yeah, that's me.
That is so cool.
I do love to work.
You do. And it shows. And you're a perfectionist. And you're just, by the way, you also look gorgeous. I should tell everyone that you're coming from California. You've moved to California. Yeah. It looks so good on you. You look like a movie star. How has it been being in California? Like, how is that aiding and abetting all of the fitness and health and wellness?
It's not as glamorous as I thought it would be, I'll be honest. You know, it's such an amazing atmosphere to be on because health, and where I am in Manhattan Beach, it's a very family oriented. Everybody around here is doing a sport and all their kids are in sports. So I love it. I'm eating it all up, but it's a grind. It's a grind. It's routine. It's managing my kids and then start trying to gain some kind of presence in this place that nobody knows me. You know, nobody knows who I am. Nobody. So it's like starting from the ground up all over again, but I'm ready for the work. So it's a lot of grinding. I'll be honest. It's a lot of like shaking hands, introducing yourself, going to different places where you know, women get together and just saying, hey, I just moved here from Canada, you know, and this is what I do and this is who I am. And so, yeah, but it is, it's great. You know, what's great about it, Judy, is that 365 days of the year, people are outside and they're talking to each other and they're conversing and they're exchanging ideas and they're networking. And I think that's the one thing that I was missing in, you know, trying to really expand the brand. Makes it difficult when, you know, we're all hiding in our cars at school pickup. Mm-hmm. So when I go to school pickup here, people walk to school pickup. You're talking to moms outside and it's very organic. And it's, you know, in that sense, I find it easier to network with just women, your neighbors. I don't think I knew many neighbors in my neighborhood, you know? So I think that's the one thing. Otherwise, like, Canada is incredible. You know, there's so many things that I miss about it, but I'm a people person. Like, I want to be around people. And I think that's why I had studios for so long. Mm-hmm. And even when pre-pandemic, I was in online space, but I was like, I'll never get rid of at least one studio because I couldn't stand the thought of not having that social interaction daily with women. And women even looked at the studio, they would say, for some women, this is a Saturday night party for them, a Friday night. You know, that was the community that we built. And I, you know, you miss it. You miss having that. I got to say.
You'll have it again. You'll have it again. You know, for our listeners, Suzanne Galluzzo is very famous in Canada, but now she's living in California. And it won't be long before everybody in the U.S. knows about you because you're so good at what you do. You've always loved fitness. When you were in grade 9, you signed up for an aerobics and weights class and you loved it so much, you took the course again. And you said you felt so empowered to have all this information about the machines and the workout facility and the gym itself. And so you did the credit twice. Can you tell us what you loved always and what you love always about running and fitness and what you found so empowering about learning all this behind the scenes information?
It started with aerobics and weights. And that's when I realized that one activity. So they would make us run 5K almost every, it was like 2 or 3 days a week for class. And so you'd have to run 5K. And that was the first time I'd ever even imagined that I was capable. I didn't even know I was capable of running 5K. And so you're 17, 16 years old and you're like, no, I was younger, a little bit younger. And you're like, wow, I can run 5K. So that becomes very empowering as a young woman to know, wow, I can do this new thing that isn't school. It's not nothing to do with my grades. It's nothing to do with the typical accomplishments of a teenager. You're now doing something physical with your body. Then I also realized, I mean, you know how tough high school is. And then you realize, wow, this is actually, I feel good after I work out. And I remember learning the fact that exercise reduces anxiety up to 4 hours a day. No drug can do that. That's half your day where you're reducing your anxiety. So I was like, okay, for this reason, I am going to continue. And then after high school, you know, you go to college and you get really busy in those 20s of, you know, trying to find your mate and trying to find a job. And like, you're going from like finding a mate to finding a job and you don't know where you fit in. And then are you supposed to live with your parents? So somewhere along there, I remember being very just in and out of fitness. And it wasn't until I really sat down and learned machines when I was competing. And that was the empowering moment for me of knowing that, wow, just doing things in a certain way can manipulate your body. And then it really makes you realize that you're born with genes, but you can change a lot. And so that was the one message that I was, when I figured it out, I thought I cracked the code of food and working out. And I was like, I got to tell this to every woman I know. And so I started just teaching my friends because I thought if everybody has this knowledge, we will be happier and we can achieve so much.
So cool. So you also had a resolution to take better care of your body. So you began these fitness competitions, as you just mentioned, bikini competitions, and you realized that combining naturopathy, wellness, and fitness could help women to lose weight, to be healthier, to do all this. And then after having children, you start to suffer from postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. But you say that daily fitness regime kept you afloat and feeling like you were doing something amazing for yourself. Can you just take us briefly back to that time and how fitness kind of saved you? Don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break and we're going to find out how fitness saved Suzanne's life when we come back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And just before the break, Suzanne, I asked you to take us back to how fitness saved your life.
Yeah, so it really did. Fitness saved me. I remember just being depressed, and I had this fantastic husband and this new life and like this baby, and you're supposed to be so overjoyed and you shouldn't want anything more, but I was unhappy and I couldn't understand why. And I had kind of, you know, during pregnancy, you put your fitness aside. Back then, this is 11 years ago, you're not running back to the gym. Not, at least I wasn't. I did here and there. And then when I decided, you know what, Sue, you're unhappy. And my husband goes, you need to figure it out. He goes, I can't make you happy. You need to make yourself happy. So I remember he threw a Tony Robbins book at me and he was like, you got to do something. And I was like, you're right. I have to do something. I have to get myself out of my own head. And thus began the commitment. It started with commit to something, whether it's a book club, whether it's showing up for a walk every day, sign up for a course at a library, commit to something and give yourself some kind of routine. We need routine. As humans, we need routine or we start to dig up our lives, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's when I realized, you know, so I committed to the gym, signed up with a trainer. I was like, I need to show up for me, you know, just to have something that I can focus on and be proud of. And I was like, just do this one task, commit to the gym. And then that slowly turned into like, hey, do you want to train for a show? Okay, an even bigger commitment. Let's sign on the dotted line and let's, you know. And so I feel like as women, we need to put ourselves in those situations. And that's kind of how my program is set up, if that makes sense. Like, I want women to have this day of judgment with themselves and they're, am I doing enough for myself that I can be proud of? That I am showing up for me, not for my kids, not signing up to do another hockey training or whatever it is. You know, we get so caught up as women showing up for everybody else, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you show up at your job and you're a 10 out of 10 at your job and you're doing the research for your job. But at the end of the day, what's Judy doing for herself? You know, and that's, I would say those were the defining moments for me of, you know what, you need to start doing more for yourself. And I remember at the time being pregnant with my daughter and I had a trainer, I was trying to justify to him why I was doing shows. And he said, he shook his head. He goes, you need to do one thing every year for yourself as a woman. And this was a male trainer. And I was like, he goes, so whether it's a photo shoot, whatever rocks your boat, you need to do that one thing every single year.
You mentioned photo shoots and the coolest thing, and it's on Suzanne Galluzzo's Instagram. We'll give you all that info at the end of the show, but are the before and afters. And those photo shoots look so fabulous with a professional photographer and hair and makeup, and they look like models. And you can't believe it. How is that for you to see these women that you've met that have lost 50, 60 or more pounds, and you see that before, and then suddenly there they are at the photo shoot and they really do look like a model just gracing the pages of a magazine. Yeah. What is that like for you?
It's, you know what? I want to cry every time I get there. It's extremely overwhelming. It's like emotional overload. you're so full of joy that it becomes, it's paralyzing. And I'm not kidding you. Like, they cry, I cry, you know, it's just this, I'll never get rid of the photo shoots for that reason. I'm flying into Toronto for the photo shoots because they're just for myself to see what my hard work, my blood, sweat, tears has done for somebody else is just, it's, I don't know how to, you know, Jay Shetty said it in a quote, like, helping someone else achieve their goals is quite possibly one of the most proudest things you'll ever do in your life. And you feel it, right? And so I get to these photo shoots and to see that I help somebody become their best self, it's just, it's indescribable.
It's incredible. I know you have had so many successful transformations, but is there someone that stands out in your mind as someone where you just were bawling your eyes out because you couldn't believe where they had been and where they got to?
I don't know if there's one in particular, but there's so many stories of, like, you never know what shoes a woman has walked until you see their growth and their potential, right? And so there's so many women that were, you know, their health was so compromised that they were bedridden. There was one lady, Annetta. And, you know, her journey, like, I can feel her previous life till this day where she tells me, you know, she couldn't even clean. She was barely crawling because of her back pain was so bad. And she was able to reverse all of it and lead a much different life. That, to me, when you're changing the quality of your life, when you're going from 10 pills a day to none, when you're going from, you know, not wanting to face the world to jumping out of bed, those moments are the ones that, you know, they never leave me.
Out of curiosity, have you ever struggled with your weight, Suzanne? Because you look to us as like the perfect person who's like the bikini model, gorgeous. Have you ever had your own struggles?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, growing up, I was not the popular girl at all. I was picked on, bullied. I did not have the body that everybody else had, at least in my head, you know? So yeah, I would say all throughout high school until, you know, I started taking better care of myself. And that's when I realized, oh, it's not my body's fault. I need to do something about it. I need to take better care of myself. But you know how it is, like, being pregnant is not easy. The weight did not just fly off of me after my first child, that's for sure. And you know, I gained quite a bit of weight during my pregnancies as well. So I think, like, just also, you know what? There was a big time in my life where I was competing so much that I was gaining all the weight back and then some until I figured out this reverse dieting thing. And so that was also, you know, you feel kind of embarrassed. You're this fitness leader and here you are fluctuating in weight, looks like, you know, so those are, yeah, you know, I think men and women, we all struggle with weight and weight issues.
How would you say the 10,000 steps a day helps? Because I know it's changed my life because I know no matter what I do that, I've never stopped doing it for whatever it's been, 140 days now. And I just do it. Why is it so important? I've never questioned it, but I'm just curious.
So the reason is it contributes to your NEAT, which is your non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So your and then your body starts to listen and thinks, oh, this is just part of her routine. The more predictable your routine is, the easier it's going to be to maintain your weight and to lose weight. And so something just as simple as 10,000 steps makes your body, it's burning at an efficient rate day in, day out, because that's the one thing that you're giving it that's so predictable. So your food might be up and down or your workouts are 1 to 2 days a week. But if you can just keep the steps consistent, huge, like, you won't have to really, you know, manage every other thing, the food and the workouts in such detail if your steps are on point. So it's like, if you can just, I tell people, get your water and your steps in, people that don't work, and you should be in a good situation where you're not waking up on Monday mad at yourself, you know? Yeah. And just the mental clarity that we get from being outside and connecting with nature once a day, And listen, I'm guilty too. I don't get to it. You know, I'd love to say that I get to my steps every single day. I don't. 5-6 days a week are 10,000 for sure. Other days are higher or lower sometimes, right? Because yeah, it is hard to like get away from the computer, or I'm in a car a lot driving my kids to their activities. Some days it's like back to back. So, you know, 80-20 rule, try as much as possible to get those steps in. They make a huge difference.
Aim for an A plus and you'll get an A. You know, it's so true, because there was a period where I couldn't go outside. I had an injury in my hand. I had surgery. And they said, if you slip on the ice, it's game over. So do you know what I did? I did the 10,000 steps around my dining room and down, yes, walking around, a little bit monotonous, but yeah, amazing. Those steps still got done. Get them in. Even on the iciest day, if you can't be outside, you can actually get them in inside, which is so cool. Why is the water so important, the 3 liters? A lot of people say it's hard to drink all that water. But I've been doing it again. I'm sort of off of it and doing 1 to 2 liters. I'm back to 3, and what a difference. But what would you say is the scientific like benefits of that 3 liters?
So when it comes to weight loss, weight is not going to move if you're not getting those, you know, everything flowing through your body. And so fiber needs water to move so that you can have regular bowel movements. And again, with the predictability of your body, you need water to come in at the same rate every single day, having your 2 to 3 liters minimum. You can't dehydrate yourself one day and then expect to have normal bowel movements the following day, you know? So you have to, again, have that predictability and that routine so that your body is optimal and it's operating on a consistent rate. And so without having the water, weight does not move, toxins don't flow, food doesn't flow. You know, your skin is also an organ. It's not breathing when we don't drink enough water. So it's like everything begins to suffer and shut down when we don't drink enough water. Water is essential for our health. You know, brain activity, like if you have a job and you are required to do things, you need water. You know, it's like, how will we operate? Exactly. You can't operate without it. And so I understand people do find it difficult to get in, myself included. I don't like drinking water on the road. So I always say water load in the morning, water load at night. Okay. If you can do your liter in the morning, liter at night, you only have to get in another half liter at the minimum, you know? So that's how I do it. I like to do several glasses of water in the morning. And then as soon as I come home, I start the water load for the evening. So that could be like from 5, 6 p.m. all the way till 9 p.m.
Yeah. It's just every 10 minutes, sip away, do a couple of guzzles, and you'll get there. The workouts, you say this better than anybody, but you say when you're starting to lose the weight, doing those jumping jacks, doing, you know, the core stuff and doing plank and all that stuff in your fitness classes, which are really amazing. They're online. They're so easy. They're not long. Yeah. You just have to do it. But people struggle with that. I know I'm not the only one. Is there an optimum time that you suggest doing it? What can help people who are struggling with doing it? And why is it important to firm up, yes, all the weight that you're losing by doing those jumping jacks, et cetera? I think you say it better than I. That's why. How would you put it?
So, okay. So first question is, when is optimal time to work out? For me personally, I like the morning because I feel empty. I feel like I can move and I start to get drained by the end of the day. So for me, my optimal time is in the morning. I think a lot of people find mornings work for them. It's difficult to get inspired to come home from work, put on your workout clothes and go and work out, right? But to each his own, everybody has to do it their own time. I would say, when it comes to, we call it plyometric, and it's that jumping, your body feeling, you know, the floor hit your shoes, it vibrates all the way to the top, you know? So that's why those exercises are so necessary, because we're shaking the skin, the fat, the organs, the, you know, everything on the body in order for it to, it needs to move to take form, to shape. And so those jumping activities are kind of, they're how I design my workouts, all based around plyometric to shape the body. Mm-hmm. That's what shapes the body, is that jumping. Mm-hmm. And then you incorporate resistance training with the cardiovascular. And to me, that's how I like to shape my women. And that's how I believe we create optimal fitness by doing all three, not just one form, you know, not just running, not just lifting weights. We need to cross train our bodies in order to have not only look amazing, but just for your mobility. You just want to be utilizing your body in a few different ways. I'm not saying you have to go skiing and snowboarding and surfing and do everything, but do what you can in order to just have as many different exercise fundamentals as possible.
What are the pivotal moments when it becomes lifestyle and not just diet?
I would say when you can eyeball everything and when you can just show up, you have no reservations of showing up anywhere. And you're confident in your ability and your cravings are no longer looking at, you know, if you go somewhere and you're drawn into the cheese, the crackers, the cakes or the cookies or the alcohol, when that no longer affects you and you would rather make another choice, that's when you know it's become lifestyle. Takes a year to 2 years.
What do you do when you have a setback? What do you do when you're losing your motivation or you've fallen off course and it's hard to get back on? What is your best tip on how to get back on the horse?
If it's a short-term fall, let's say, you know, somebody in the group had a few bad days, the best thing to do is just ignore those days and move on. If you've had a very long stretch of being unmotivated, not following any kind of routine and where you've gained, and it's very difficult when you're in a situation where you've almost reversed in progress to get remotivated, right? And so you need to reason with yourself that 3 months is going to go by, whether I like it or not. You know, let me just do something to contribute to some kind of progress during that 3 months. So be it, just commit to 10,000 steps and your water. You know, we have to stop looking at it as an all or nothing approach because it can be, you know, people can have an approach that works for them at the time in their lives right now. You know, not everybody can commit to a 3 month, 90 day journey where they literally have to put the program as a priority. You know, Judy, like you have to take an hour out of your day that was doing something else and now commit to this transformation program in your life and your lifestyle. So rather than think that it's an all, oh, I can't do Sue's program right now, so I might as well do nothing. And it's like, you know, the four pillars that we constantly speak about, those could be applied at any time and they're going to make a difference. So 10,000 steps, your water, increasing your vegetables, you know, maybe getting a workout, even if you don't want to work out, 10,000 steps, water, and eating a certain amount of fiber per day. So for women, it's 35 grams of fiber per day. If you just put those three things into your life, it will change. You know, but you got to commit to it. It can't be one foot in, one foot out for that month that you're doing those three items. If you're doing those three items, do them for the entire month and then say, oh, you know what? I did that. Maybe I can add something else.
I have to tell you the funniest thing. For the first many, these meetings are fabulous on that Suzanne leads. They're so cool on Zoom on Wednesday nights, but it's a private meeting for members and it's really amazing. And for the first many meetings that I attended, every time anyone said the acronym BOY, I actually had no idea what they were talking about. And one day I was like, oh my God, I figured it out. BOY is best of you. I couldn't believe it.
I think a lot of people don't know it. You're right, Judy.
And it was like this awakening. It was this epiphany that was so crazy. Can you tell us briefly about this fabulous program, this new initiative, this 8-week challenge that you're working on with Cheryl Hickey, with host of Entertainment Tonight, Candid, who's been on the show, and you guys are like sisters, and you're doing this really cool thing together. Please tell us about it.
As you know, so I was teaching women in studios for 10 years. And of course, most of these women had families. They had children, or whether it was just a boyfriend at home, from boyfriends to spouses to, you know, children, they would get in top shape, learn about their bodies, be eating really healthy, and not know how to teach their kids, what, you know, train their kids. It was all very specific to women. And so as a passion project, I was like, okay, I got to help your families now. I'm going to teach you a little bit about your families. But it was never a program or anything that, you know, had deliverables. We did a pantry project. We did that once a year, every year. It was great. People were able to go home and bake their own stuff. And that's where it stopped. And so then, you know, I meet Cheryl. And Cheryl, as you know, she does not hide it. She is very passionate about family and family's health. And when you're doing something, Cheryl's main concern was always, okay, well, I'm doing this. What can my family do? You know, mm-hmm. So she was always asking and probing those questions. Well, you know, my son looked at this and he didn't quite like it. And I'm like, but Cheryl, it's not for him. It's for you. We could talk about your son. That's a whole other, you know, we got to do another program. And she was like, well, then why not? And so that's how it kind of evolved was I want to help my family in the same way that I've helped myself. And, you know, Judy, I guess because I'm in the heat of it and I'm developing all this new information for families and we're working on this athlete protocol and I'm seeing the sports and the kids here and what they're eating before sports and after sports. And like families really need help. In 2022, we still don't know what we should be doing for our families, with our family, for our children. Why is there such a divide of what mom does and what the family's doing? We need to come together. And so I knew that there was a lot that wasn't being taught to schools, to kids, to parents. The information is not separate. In fact, it's all the same. It's just that we have to put effort into, you know, making everyone like it. And that takes effort, just like how, you know, it takes effort to make you like the food and the recipes and the program. And you have to kind of take all the things that I give you, make them suit yourself. So now that's what we're trying to do with families is hold their hands and take them on this journey of self-awareness and mostly health. And say, you know what? Are we living our best life? Are we living optimally? Is our pantry full of snacks? Are we sitting after work and just sitting on the couch and doing nothing? You know, aren't there things we could do together or apart or start to put in new practices in our family? Like there's nothing wrong with doing something new. You know, we get so caught up in our ways. I find that not that we're resistant to change. Nobody's asking us to. So now we're giving a program that's saying, you know what? Try this.
Awesome. Awesome. How can people sign up for the Best of You program just for themselves alone and then also for this fabulous family 8-week challenge? What is the best way for people to sign up?
So my website, SuzanneGaluzzo.com or the both our Instagrams, Suzanne Galuzzo or Cheryl Hickey. And there's also an at 8-week family challenge Instagram as well. And so any of the social, yeah, my email is SuzanneGaluzzo@gmail.com. They can contact me personally or our stuff is all over our socials. So you can find us anywhere.
That's so awesome. What ultimately, just briefly, because I know we're almost out of time, but what ultimately would you love to achieve in the Best of You program? What's your ultimate dream?
Good question. And I think about that a lot. Like, what is it that I'm out here doing? What do I want out of the Best of You program? And I think it's, I want women to have access to the information that I have had access to, that I have taught. I look at a woman that has learned everything that I know, and then a woman that has not had the opportunity. And I wish that for her. I want her to have that chance to learn and have access to it because I know it can change lives.
What is bliss for Suzanne Galuzzo?
I would say that is my bliss is, I know I was put on this earth to serve women and mostly women and families, but to serve people with a gift. I know that I was given a gift and it's to teach and serve people with health and wellness to save, really, we're saving people's lives at the end of the day because we're teaching them how to take better care of themselves. And that's my bliss. That is how I sleep at night, knowing that I am servicing people.
I love that. Just remind us again how people can connect with you on social media and get in touch.
So it's SuzanneGaluzzo.com, Instagram Suzanne Galuzzo, and for the 8-week family challenge, either Cheryl Hickey's or at 8-week family challenge Instagram.
That's so awesome. I want to really thank you so much, Suzanne, for being on the show today. Your program has really shown me the way and so many thousands of other people. And I'm so honored to be here with you today.
Me as well. Judy, you're an inspiration. I love your show. It's a beautiful show and I love the meaning behind it. So thank you for having me. I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you so much. We're going to go on a short commercial break. More with Finding Your Bliss when we come back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And each week, we spotlight a singer, songwriter, or musician on the show. If you're a singer, please reach out to us. And if you're an author, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we would love to hear from you. Also, what did you love about today's show? Are there any guests or topics you would love us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. I'm also a life coach, and if I can help you in any way, let me know. You can reach out and contact me at findingyourbliss.com/coaching. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And all you have to do is search up Judy Liebrach. And of course, you can always follow us at the Bliss Minute on Instagram and Facebook. In Bliss News, we are so excited to announce our phenomenal giveaway, courtesy of the Drink Juice Company, who are giving away a one-day beginner cleanse. All I can tell you is that I have personally had their juices many times, and they're absolutely delicious. I love them. If you're starting a cleanse, the Drink Juice Company's beginner cleanse is a great way to kick off your juicing journey. Juicing is a refreshing but healthy option to quench your thirst while cleansing your body at the same time. Full of vitamins, minerals, and natural antioxidants, juicing is a great way to feel at your best in no time. To enter this giveaway, all you have to do is go to Instagram and follow us at The Bliss Minute and at Drink Juice Company. And I'll spell that for you. It's DRINKJUICE_CO. Then just like our contest post and tag two friends in the comments and away you go. The value of this giveaway is $100. The contest is live right now and it closes next Thursday, November 24th at 6 p.m. Good luck, everyone, and happy juicing. In other Finding Your Bliss news, we just wanted to mention that, of course, this month is the month of Movember, which helps to raise awareness of men's health issues. And we wanted to share an incredible new book from a terminal cancer survivor and dad called On the Other Side of Terminal, Take Back Your Life from Cancer Now, written by Alan Chankowski. This book is a powerful and deeply inspiring and deeply authentic real-life account of one man's 31-year battle with cancer. And this month is a timely one as he wants to share his story and further his goal of reaching out and helping others who find themselves in similar circumstances. Echoing an enduring message of rare vulnerability and uplifting positivity, the book On the Other Side of Terminal shatters all expectations as Alan bravely exposes the depths in which he struggled to overcome his rare form of stage 4 cancer.
with a palpable sense of unmistakable urgency. His unique style skillfully illuminates the emotional strength it takes to manage the realities of living with a world-crushing diagnosis. And later on in our season, in season four, we will be featuring a full interview with Alan and his wife, Cynthia, who will talk about their book, On the Other Side of Terminal, which again reveals how he transcended his harrowing diagnosis, made peace with his vulnerability, and put everything on the line to reclaim his life. I also just found out, and I want to congratulate Alan, that On the Other Side of Terminal just won its fifth award as finalist of the 2022 IAN, that's the Independent Authors Network Book of the Year Awards, in the grief and hardship category. We chose to highlight this book today, not only because it's Movember, but because through Alan's riveting story, friends and family will also be better equipped to care for their loved ones with more compassion and effectiveness. Their hope is that On the Other Side of Terminal will reach the eyes and ears of many others who could benefit from support and understanding of their own journeys. From the newly diagnosed to the survivors in remission, Alan is deeply committed to raising awareness about cancer and helping others find the strength they need to reclaim their lives from illness, even a rare and terminal one like his. To make a donation to Movember, all you have to do is visit movember.com. And for more information on Alan Chankowski, just visit alanchankowski.com, and I'll spell that for you. That's alanchankowski.com. I would like to thank our wonderful guest, Suzanne Galluzzo, for being on the show today. Just loved having her on the program. Also, thank you to Meg Ruffman, Siobhan Kiley, producer and audio engineer Naira Amani, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. We're going to close out the show today with a short meditation. And this meditation only takes a few minutes, so it's the perfect meditation to do in the middle of your day or at any time. Begin by settling back. Get as comfortable as you can, switching off all the responses all over your body as everything just eases off further and further, more and more, relaxing your shoulders, dropping your jaw, smoothing out your forehead, and feeling your entire body getting heavier and more relaxed. Gently close your eyes and just enjoy this, that you really don't have to do anything but just give way to the waves of relaxation, the wonderful feelings of calm that begin to come over you more and more. Good. Now just take in a nice deep breath right in and let it all go. Breathing in through the nose, breathing out through the nose or mouth. And again, as you breathe in, feel your lungs expanding. Breathing out, feeling a sense of letting go. Breathing in, feeling your abdomen expanding. Breathing out, feeling the release of any tension in your abdomen, letting it all go. And why don't we breathe together in the 4-4-4 combination here? So breathing into the count of four, inhaling in through the nose, holding it for four counts on your own, and then slowly and evenly let it all go for a count of four. Exhaling, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Breathing in again here, feeling alive and awake and refreshed. Breathing out, feeling your muscles relaxing even further, and further. And breathing in a sense of fullness here. And breathing out any remaining tension or stress, any residue stress in your body. And already you should be able to feel a lighter sensation, a calmer sensation, more relaxed and at ease. Whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes. Just wiggle your fingers and toes and come back to the room. Wishing you all a wonderful, happy, and peaceful rest of your day. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.